The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Tuesday morning, time for us to talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
We talk so much about great vacations and destinations and how wonderful your next vacation is going to be. Let's talk about some of the things that go wrong on vacations this morning. I hate to do this.
I don't want to say that.
No, I know. But the reason that we're talking about it is to highlight how important travel insurance is.
It really is. And, you know, you talk about things that can go wrong. The simplest of things can go wrong in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I want to first say the most important thing is to have a contact if you go out of the country to get help. Companies like Talk Tours and Delta Vacations and Colette Vacations all have emergency numbers. Mm-hmm. And make sure in your documents that you know where that is. You never know. If you're delayed, you need to know who to call for your transfer and things like that. So I guess the most important thing, first of all, is to get an emergency contact number ahead of time. Get it, put it in a spot where you're going to need it, because when a flight cancels or something is delayed, all of a sudden you're in a frenzy. Like, what do I do? Where am I going? What am I have to do? And if the tour company booked your air, they can also be assistance to you as well.
Yeah. And that's happening more and more frequently, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. With all the pilot shortages and all the flight delays and changes. I mean, and speaking of that, is like right before you leave, I don't care how many times I tell you what the flight schedule is, that day it can change again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, it can.
And we talked about, and I will talk about insurance, but we talked about the apps on your phone. If you don't really always fly like with American and you don't have the app, download it anyway. Mm-hmm. That app will keep you up to date with your airlines. Delta has a great app, lets you know up until you're on that plane of what's going on, where your luggage is at and things like that.
Yeah.
So really, you need to get their frequent flyer program set up. Even again, if you don't really use it or are not going to fly enough, it's just good to have the app and the frequent flyer number attached to it so they know who you are and they can find you if your luggage is lost. Nothing's worse than a tag fell off and they can't find you.
Worst thing ever. What are some of the other advantages of travel insurance?
Well, travel insurance, one of the main things, and everybody thinks of insurance as being just if I cancel my trip.
Yeah.
And yes, that does help if you're canceling a trip. You know, we all went through COVID. We all know what canceling trips are and what insurance meant to everyone. But some of the more important things that you may not know of is that, of course, your insurance doesn't work. Your health insurance doesn't work in Europe or in the Caribbean. And what that does give you is almost, in most cases, up to $500,000 in health insurance, which gives you a medical evacuation. So God forbid you have a massive heart attack, okay? You're in Europe and you've got to wait 10 days to get home. If I want to get a medevac to get me home, I can afford one with that insurance. If not, pay for most of it. I actually had that happen to a client when they were in Jamaica, had a major medical emergency, had to medevac home. The insurance covered the medevac, covered the insurance in Jamaica, and young guy, didn't expect it. Didn't know it. He called me and I said, hey, you've got insurance. You know, he didn't even realize he had insurance for all that. And after I told his wife to go through everything in the policy, we found it. We emailed it to her. She read it. And she's like, I'm going to medevac him home.
Fantastic.
And something she wouldn't have thought about.
Boy, that's great.
And another part of medical and travel insurance is delays. If you have a delay, they'll pay for your hotel. You just need to save receipts. Save your food receipts, your hotel receipts. If you lose your luggage, they will give you a siphon to go and spend money on clothes until you get your luggage. Sometimes you don't even get your luggage. You're on a cruise ship. You're spending $1,000 on clothes you don't want.
Yeah.
It also covers that. Weather delays. Another thing, if you have a weather delay and you have to spend the night or get food, it's all that. Just keep receipts. If you've already booked a trip and you don't have insurance yet, you can give us a call and we can get you insurance. The two important things about insurance is, one is if you purchase your package or wherever you're going, within a certain amount of time, it has pre-existing included, which means pre-existing medical reason then is included with that insurance.
Okay.
If you wait too long, it's a different insurance and you don't get the pre-existing. So that's just something to think about. I know sometimes people, you know, I had a client a couple days ago call and said, hey, I need insurance, but I can't really purchase it right now. So what I said to her is I said, hey, we'll get insurance. We've got 3 weeks until it expires. So we've got to decide mm-hmm. in 3 weeks. She goes, perfect. I get paid again. So we got it on my calendar. I'm going to call her on that day. She's got it in her calendar, and we'll set it up to do the insurance.
Travel insurance is not terribly expensive, especially given what you know it can do to protect you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes people pay $500, $600 a person, but if I can only tell you how many times it saved them $20,000, $30,000. Yeah. You know, when you're going on a big trip and you're investing that much money, I don't care. A lot of money is $5,000. You know, if you're only spending $120 on insurance, think of the difference if you lose it all. And, you know, everybody says, I'm still going. No, you're not. Not always. You know, you get appendicitis, you break a wrist, God forbid someone in your family gets sick and
yeah,
you can't go.
Yeah, family emergency, anything. I mean, we all like to think that we have control over everything and everything's going to be just fine 6 months from now when we're going to go on that cruise, but you just don't know what's going to happen.
I'll tell you, when COVID hit,
yeah,
and everybody was, you know, begging for insurance and some people didn't have it. And back then, mm-hmm. it was kind of like, oh, I'm going. What's going to happen? And now it's almost a given. You just add the insurance in. And I just say that includes insurance.
Yeah.
I don't even offer it. It's just like it's just kind of there.
Such a smart thing to have.
And, you know, another thing is when you're traveling with your kids, mm-hmm. that's another whole ball game. You know, your kids wake up with a fever or something else. You know, yeah. you need insurance on everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, one other thing we were talking about luggage and yes. things like that is Apple AirTags. And I know that it's not just Apple. Other companies have AirTags. Mm-hmm. I happen to have an Apple phone. My coworker, she lost her luggage when she was going to Sicily. And she made it all the way home after 2 days of delays, a mess, total mess. But her Apple AirTags told her that her luggage wasn't in Rome.
Isn't that funny? So the airline has no idea where it is.
No idea.
You can tell the airline, hey, see, this is where
that
it is.
Exactly it. Yeah. And if that she wouldn't have had those, who knows?
Yeah.
Because she went from Sicily to Rome on a little small airplane, no name. A volcano erupted, and they had wow. to get off the island.
Wow.
So then in Rome, they got on a different flight that they weren't scheduled on, and they left, and no luggage, because that little airline had no idea where they were going, and mm-hmm. neither did they. So then they were on Air Canada, got to Toronto, no luggage, had no idea. Air Canada didn't even know they had luggage.
Incredible.
So those air tags. And to be fair, I have two and they're sitting in a drawer and I pulled them out and I'm like, I've just got to learn how to do this. You know, my kids all use them. You know what my kids do is I don't know if it was my son or my daughter was telling me, they put an AirTag in their daughter's shoe when they went to the zoo.
And, oh, wow.
And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, mom, God forbid yeah. something happens,
yeah.
you know.
Interesting.
You know, and I thought, wow. I know there's a lot of reasons I'm not pushing Apple AirTags by yeah. any means, but it is kind of a good idea. You could travel with one of these in your kid's shoe. Yeah.
I got to tell you, Dean, one of the things I don't like about travel is packing. I hate packing.
Oh, I know.
One of the reasons is I think I tend to overpack. And not like, oh, I need this outfit for that. It's just like I pack more T-shirts than I need, more jeans than I need. These days, less is more, isn't it?
You know, it's really funny, and I am the perfect person to ask this about, because when I first went on my first river cruise, I had a bag and a half. And my husband was just like, what the heck are you doing? We didn't wear half these clothes.
Yeah.
Now I wear all these loose-fitting dresses that are great to pack. They don't wrinkle. Go to My Passion in downtown Port Huron and get your Lulu Bees, because you travel with those and you can go in a carry-on. Men, too. My husband wears the shorts that don't wrinkle. And when we go now, we are rolled up and small, and
you can wear the same clothes twice.
Yes,
it's okay.
It's okay. You know, and my husband yeah. always says, as long as I have 10 pair of underwear. And I said, yeah, for sure. You know, but that's it. And the shoes, pick your comfortable shoes and make them neutral, mm-hmm. and don't worry about what you look like. You're on vacation and no one's going to see you.
Yeah.
But don't worry about the heels to go out in for dresses for the gals. Don't worry about three pairs of different dress shoes for men. Get your pair of Hey Dudes, get your good comfortable tennis shoes and go. But really, think about your clothes, yeah. guys, and not worry.
Like if you feel like you need to have a blazer for something, wear it on the
plane. Wear it on the plane.
Don't take a whole garment bag.
Oh, I always laugh in the wintertime when you see everybody carrying around these heavy coats.
Oh, honestly, people watching is so great at the airport because you see people dressed for every climate.
Exactly.
And wearing shorts and a parka. I mean, yeah. it's fantastic.
So. I get on that bus at the airport at the car thing, and I'm freezing.
Right.
I don't have my coat. It's in the car. I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm going to wear my
coat
on the
airplane.
Go to
Florida. That's right.
So these are some of the things I really want everyone to start thinking about because I know it's going to be a busy travel time this summer. Even if you're driving, everybody, you still need insurance if you have a week's vacation at an mm-hmm. Airbnb or at a hotel. I mean, if you get a flat tire, God forbid you get in a car accident.
Yeah.
Insurance is important for every type of travel.
All right. There you go. You heard it here. So when you book your vacation with St. Clair Travel, make sure that you include the travel insurance, right?
You got it.
All right.
Give us a call. We sell Allianz travel insurance. Give us a call at 810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne.